all the children that are working with them also can be dismissed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before I read the scripture this morning. Bow with me, please. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, perhaps not realizing it, but we come into your presence, Lord, a needy people. Father, we are in constant need of greater revelation from you. Lord, we would pray that you continue to pour out your love upon us, understanding, Lord, that the greatest love that you have ever given us is to open up our eyes to see our need for salvation, and to open up our eyes to see our need is met through faith alone in Christ alone. Such great love you have shown us, Lord, in allowing us to see that Jesus Christ is our Savior. We would come before you this morning, Lord, and we would continue to pray that you would show your love to us and cause us to see our need to follow Christ, to live like Christ. Lord, as we look at this passage in your word this morning that will show us what freedom in Christ is really all about. And for some of us, Lord, it will be an epiphany. We will find out for the first time that what we thought was our freedom in Christ has nothing to do with our freedom in Christ. But our freedom in Christ is the freedom to die to self and to love like Christ loved. This is our freedom. It is the power to love like Christ loved. And all we need you to pour your Spirit out upon us this morning, that we might begin to understand the full ramifications of what it means to love like Christ loved. We realize, Lord, that we will spend the rest of our lives coming to understand the fullness of this truth. And we pray, Father, that we would begin that journey this morning. Teach us today, Lord, what it means to be free to love like Christ loved. I ask this in your name. Amen. Look here with me in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Paul now writes, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. You were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. But through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." We have come to a portion in Paul's writing in Galatians.